eliminate threat. I pull the sun from the sky to freeze the future of time and drift as one through the infinite. I found my silent inside. Your Armageddon eyes. I kill to kiss her
to another edition of Starship Geek. We are talking about episode 6 of Cyberpunk Edgerunners Girl on Fire. The crew have Tanaka now, and the episode starts with a man jogging in a wasteland. It's Maine, but it's before all of his cyber upgrades. He looks up as he hears Doryo ask him how long it's been since he ate. He starts shaking and drops a container of food that she passes over to him. He injects himself with some immunosuppressants, as Doryo tells him he needs to go light load and reduces chrome for a bit. Maine gets pissed as he sees David just sitting next to him and says nobody but him will set the limits he can take. So, we obviously have been talking a lot about cyberpsychosis and the effects that it can have on people, and we have seen the bad and the bad. We've seen Pilar get aced by one who was dealing with it. And we've also seen, obviously, the second lieutenant go nuts and blast away a ton of people at the beginning of the episode, which is how the Sandevistan got over to David in the first place. So now we have Maine, who is a father figure to David, who is now starting to deal with some of these cyberpsychosis side effects that we've seen. He's doing a lot of trembling. He is having these visions now. And obviously that is bad news for everyone else. We then go and see Kiwi is logged into Tanaka and she is looking through his mind. Now, there was a cool way that they show this. So when they're in somebody else's mind, it's pretty much their face, but then their body is like kind of ill-defined, and it's like a normal body. It's not with any of the cyber things with her blue nipples or anything like that. She still does have her face mask on, though. That doesn't change. And then suddenly, Kiwi flies back, and her mask flies off, revealing that her face has a massive hole where her lower jaw should be. So under the mask is actually nothing. And the reason why Kiwi went flying backwards is because Maine has gone cyberpsycho and just punched her out. So, later on in this episode, we will determine that this thing on the front of Kiwi's face, which looks like it looks like a hole, but it also looks like a plug for something, that is actually their, deep dive jack, which I don't know why it has to be so huge. And I also don't know why she would choose to have that on the front of her face. But she did, and it's something, all right. So every time we hear her talk, she's not really using her mouth to talk. And I'm assuming that's what the mask is about, is so that she can talk. But we also see her smoke a cigarette through the mask, so I don't know how exactly that works, but it does. So yeah, so she got knocked the fuck out by Maine, and a man named Falco goes running over to attend to Kiwi. He is a member of their group, but really hasn't been featured much. We've seen him in the background of things. He's a dude with a mustache and seems to be a lot less cybernetics on him. He's just their getaway driver anyways. So then Doryo manages to get Maine to come back, and Maine asks if they got jumped and asks what happened to Kiwi. And Falco punches Maine across the room. So, I guess he at least cares a little bit about her. We then cut to David looking out the window of Lucy's apartment. She is asleep on the bed next to him. Which, of course, means that David was not actually with them earlier. Maine was having a hallucination when he saw David next to him. David gets a call from Falco, and David grabs the still-sleepy Lucy, and they meet up with the rest of the gang. He asks what happened, and Dorio says to ask the gonk next to her. Maine punched her out, and Lucy says it sounds like Maine needs to get his head checked out. Maine walks away, and Dorio tells David that Maine has cyberpsychosis. David then follows Maine and asks him if he's going to be okay. Maine tells him he is not going cyberpsycho, and David remembers the gonk that iced Pilar. Maine goes back to his room and tells himself he is not going to downgrade. So I don't know if that's a side effect of the cyberpsychosis, of just the unwillingness then to downgrade or go light load on them, but it seems like it might be, which means that like they should probably force him. Like it would be for his own good, and I'm pretty sure he'd eventually forgive you once he kind of gets back in his right mind. David walks past and finds Lucy and Dorio fighting. Lucy says that they need to get out because the police are probably already on their way, but Dorio says they gotta get the information out of Tanaka. Lucy's hand starts to shake a bit, and David says they should let Tanaka go free and call all of this off. Lucy walks over and shoves David up against the wall, and she asks that David tell her that she needs to do this, and she can get the info from Tanaka. David grabs her arm and says he needs her to do this, and he believes in her. Lucy then tells Dorio she will do it, but Maine cannot be anywhere near her, and David must come with her. Maine is then shown walking, and his eyes start to do that nice little glitching out cyberpsycho thing. David watches Lucy get naked and enters into a green bath. Apparently the reason why Kiwi doesn't have a face is because, of course, it is replaced with a deep dive port, and we see that Lucy's is actually on the back of her skull. She pulls off a panel underneath her hair to reveal it. David asks why she hides it, and Lucy tells him she's going in. More caginess from her, more just her unwilling to talk about anything with her past or anything like that. Lucy starts working on the different traps that Tanaka has in his mind to help people out. It's cool, this deep dive landscape, because obviously they don't explain it too much, but Lucy is essentially sending her entire brain into someone else's brain in order to look around in there. Whereas usually it's a lot less of that. It's like a little bit of a link that they make. So the deep dive here is obviously far more dangerous because your entire mind is in somebody else's. And if that mind of yours is destroyed, you're dead. Maine and Dorio suit up and get ready just in case Lucy can't do it. And Faraday calls Maine and asks him if they can still do this without Kiwi. Maine says, of course, Falco talked. Faraday asks if he is willing to bet everything on a backup runner. And then Maine then hallucinates Faraday near him and tries to tell him to get out of his face. Tanaka starts to wake up, and before David can inject him to put it back under, Tanaka tells David that he is the only one who rescinded the expulsion. He tells him he will die once they get the data out. Tanaka says Arasaka sees a lot of potential in him. Lucy finds the data they need and starts to download it. Tanaka tells David that Maine's crew will kill him once they are done with him. Lucy then finds a bit of data on David inside of Tanaka's head. Maine is out on the floor, and Dorio calls David. Maine and Dorio arrive and find Tanaka near death and awake. They get David to snap out of his confusion and help him get Lucy out. Once Lucy is out, they inject Tanaka to resuscitate him as he just flatlined. Maine slaps David in the face, and David asks what the fuck Maine has been doing. Slapping Kiwi, dropping all this on Lucy, Dorio calls out that the jammer they had on Tanaka shorted out when he flatlined, meaning that Arasaka caught the signal from his body, and they are on the way, and they probably won't be too happy. Dorio slaps David and tells him to get the car ready. There's just a ton of people slapping David today. He picks up his nude girlfriend and activates the Sandevistan, and David gets in the car and he puts Lucy in the passenger seat, and then he whips on a blanket for good measure, before David starts the car and Lucy wakes up. She asks where Tanaka is, and David tells her that Dorio and Maine are moving him, and they arrest him because they still need to get the data. Lucy tells him there was no data. So, we know that there was data. We saw her find data. But, of course, we saw her find David inside of the data. So, we don't have all the pieces there yet, but pretty good that there's at least something to reason that she's going to try to keep this from anybody else, because she doesn't want David to get involved, or that doesn't want David to get hurt. But clearly Arasaka has David on their radar, and we don't know what the data is that they're trying to get out, but it doesn't seem like it's good. Mane injects more meds as he and Doryo encounter some Arasaka goons. Mane, of course, is still glitching out. David tries to go help them, but Lucy stops him and tells him they need to wait here. Lucy says Trauma is also here, and Doryo and Mane are surrounded. She pleads for David to stay so he won't go and get himself killed. She tells him they need to cut their losses and run. David tells her that she is acting strange, and she must have seen something inside of Tanaka's head. He asks why she isn't saying she believes in him, and then he runs off. When you think about it, obviously, the series is pretty quick moving because they're half-hour episodes. We're in episode 6. Like, we are trying to get to an endpoint. So we skip a bit of that building of the relationship between Mane and David, but we get enough context clues and enough scenes with them together to show us that David doesn't have a father. And Mane is essentially his father figure. He takes him in. He gives him a lot of praise. He makes David feel very special. And so it makes total sense for him to not want to lose his father figure. And considering that we've already seen Pilar go, and we've seen how they react to that happening, like, it makes sense that Mane means more than just Pilar does. Mane and Doryo are in a gunfight, and Mane can no longer see right. So he sees the wasteland that he was walking in before, and everyone else is just a blob of black glitch. Doryo dives in front of him, and then she gets shot through the head, which blasts Mane's glasses off, and she falls to the ground dead. David runs up, but he has to stop halfway, as he has overdone it with the Sandevistan. Mane kills the security guard and then blows Tanaka away. He asks if this is his fault, showing that Mane has gone full psycho. Trauma leaves as Tanaka's dead, so the policy is void. They just kind of say, look man, client's gone, so we're gonna bounce. Mane starts killing all the guards and police around him. Lucy calls David to tell him that Max Tech is coming, and if Max Tech is there, that means that nobody is going to survive. David calls out to Mane, and he fires at him, but he misses, and then asks how David's doing. Mane has built a funeral pyre out of canisters and placed Doryo on top. He sees this as him building this out of driftwood, but it's clearly flammable canisters. David tells him they need to leave now. Mane says he's done running. David asks if he can fight with him. And Mane stands there watching for Max Tech as David sweats. Mane finally tells him to go. And David starts to cry as Mane says it's the end of the line for him. He says David is fast and he needs to be fast right now. David then watches as Mane blows himself and the building up around him. Lucy sits in the car crying, thinking David is also dead, but he zips into the car with her. They then drive off as David, covered in soot, stares out the window. So, this is our second and third big deaths of the series. Gloria, I guess you could count, but she died so quickly that you didn't really get an attachment to her. But in order for a show to be successful, death has to mean something when they do things. Pilar getting killed, while it didn't really impact the show, it set things up. It showed you, one, the show was willing to kill any of their characters, and two, it shows you that, this is just, for these guys, this is just the way that their life is. An edgerunner dies, and they just move on. So, it was needed to kind of show, how everyone's going to react to it. Then, them killing Doryo and Mane, I think we will see a lot different of a response to this. Obviously, David is going to take it a lot harder. And when you think about it, obviously, you've got Doryo is dead because of Maine. Because if Maine would not have been Cyber Psycho, they would have got the fuck out of there. Or at the very least, he would have been able to protect Doryo, because Doryo died protecting him. And if she hadn't have jumped in front of that bullet, Maine would have been dead. So she sacrifices herself. Maine doesn't seem to really care one way or the other, and her death is kind of in vain because he just blows himself up anyways. So it'll be very interesting to see how this death sort of reverberates throughout the rest of the series. And you've also got the parallels between David and Lucy and Maine and Doryo. And that's got to affect people. You know, that's got to affect Lucy to look at it as, you know, Maine and Doryo were a thing and they died together. And is that kind of the way that her and David are going to wind up too? So there was a lot of really cool moments to this episode. The ending of it, of David just sort of staring off in shock as he's just covered in probably his father figure. And, you know, and just sort of there not being any conversation between him and Lucy. And obviously also the little bit of Lucy thinking that David is dead because the call won't go through, but it's more along the lines of David is just so shell-shocked by it that he couldn't pick up. So we now have lost the leader of the gang. And Doryo was probably a little underutilized as a character. She seemed like she was the muscle on a team that didn't really need muscle. And like there were some moments that she got, but all in all, as a character, I thought that, you know, could have been utilized a little bit more. Maine obviously was very important. He was our, you know, he was the leader, and he was also the guy that sort of brought David along through things and sort of showed him the ropes, and yeah, that's obviously going to be impactful. So right now, because we've lost three of the members of Maine's crew, we are left with David, Lucy, Kiwi, Rebecca, and Falco. Now, Falco doesn't really go on any of these things other than to just be a driver, so essentially we've almost lost half the gang. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next one, but thank you for listening. And I will catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.